Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Shin Ches. We are at the Sif Beis. We are continuing our discussion about Hilchas Muktzah. We're on the second line of page Kuf Hei, which is the page following 208. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Kol Kli, any vessel, afilu hu gadol v'kaved harbei, even if it is very large and very heavy, Lo nisbatel shame kli mimenu, it does not lose its shame kli, lo mipnei godlo, v'lo mipnei kovdo, not because of its great size, and not because of its great weight. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ches, v'kaved harbe, v'hu hadin even gedola, v'kora gedola, the same thing would be true by a big stone, or a big beam, im yesh toras kli aleha, if they have on them a shame kli, it would have the same thing, t'hainu shem yuchadim latashmish, they were designated for a specific use, therefore they have a shame kli, so even though they're very large, shari lataltalon, you are allowed to move them, they would not be muktza. Ubikli mutter afilu enu rovi lataltala bimos achol. And if it's a regular kli that of course has a shame kli, then you would be allowed to be moving it even if you don't normally move it during the week. Mikol mokom lo amrinan de mipnei kvedusa hu kovea lo mokom. But we do not say that because it is so heavy, you're kovea in a specific place, that you set it in a certain place, umakza usa midaito malataltala, and you remove it from your mind, from ever moving it, we do not say that. Venira, and it appears, the imbi mos achol hu zoyer la niya mimekomo kedei shaloti pose vitiskalkel, if during the week you're careful from moving it from its place in order that it shouldn't get ruined, so memelahu bechlal muksa mahmas chasaran kis, then of course it will be like we discussed last night, then it would be considered muktzah machmas chasaran kis va'asal ataltla, and it would be muktzah. Sivkotan tes v'lo mifnei kavdo v'afilum humasui shalkama bnei adam, even if it is so heavy that it needs to be carried by a few people, that will not make it muktzah. You might have other issues that it's uvdu d'chol by moving it or tircha yaseira, but l'maisa would not be muktzah since it has a shame kli. No matter how big it is, no matter how heavy it is, it still has a shame kli. Again, the only exception is if you're not going to move it even during the week, because you're worried it might get ruined, so then it would be considered muktzah machmas l'saron kis. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Gimel. Kli shemalachto l'iser. We discussed last night in the introduction, a kli shemalachto l'iser is a kli that is used be'ikr for something that is usr. The classic example of that will be a hammer, as we'll see shortly. So a kli shemalachto l'iser mutter l'taltalo, you are allowed to move it. Bein l'tzarech gufo, whether it is for the purposes of the guf, meaning you need that item for a permissible use, even though it's a kli that's normally used for iser, now you need it for a permissible reason, you are allowed to move it for that reason. Kegon kurna shel zahavim on apachim. For example, a hammer of a goldsmith or a blacksmith, lufzoa bo'agozim, you want to use that hammer to crack open nuts, so normally it's used for iser by the goldsmith, and now you want to use it for heter to crack open your nuts. Or kurdum lachto bo'dvelor, you have an axe that you want to use to chop up fig cakes, so that's going to be permissible. Bein letzarech makomo. So the kli shemalachto l'iser is mutter to be moved, whether it's a tzarech gufo like we just discussed, or whether it's a tzarech makomo, you need the place where it is located. Dahainu, shetzarech lehishtamesh b'makom shakli munach sham. You need to use the place where the kli is located. That is also grounds to move the kli shemalachto l'iser. That is called a tzarech makomo. Now we skip the Ramah. The Ramah points out, in the parentheses, v'im nishtamish le'iser b'bein hashmashos, if it was used for iser during b'bein hashmashos, kigon ner shehudlok ayin le'el simen reish ayin tes, for example, a candle that was lit, so look early in reish ayin tes, this Ramah will be addressed in the Mishabura shortly, but for now the Mechaber is telling us that a kli shemalachto le'iser is mutter to be moved l'tzarech gufo u'l'tzarech makomo. Continues the Mechaber, umutter lo lito misham ulahanicho be'ezo mokom sheyirtza. In the Erech Chiddush, the Mechaber says, not only are you allowed to move a kli shemalachto l'iser l'tzarech gufo l'tzarech makomo, once you picked it up, you are mutter to go ahead and move it to any place that you want. Aval mecham l'tzel, but if you're trying to move the kli shemalachto l'iser only for protection, you want to move it from the sun to the shade, tahainu she'enu tzarech l'taltalo ella mipnei sheyare sheyashaver o yigonev sham aser. If the only reason you want to move the kli shemalachto l'iser is because you want to protect it, you're afraid it's going to break, you're afraid it's going to get stolen, then it's aser. Only l'tzarech gufo l'tzarech makomo, it is mutter, but in order that it shouldn't get ruined, then it's going to be aser. Says the Ramah, Kol Mukta Eino Aser Ela B'Toltulo. Mukta is only Aser to move. Aval B'Nigia Ba'Alma She'Eino Menadnado Shari. But to touch something that is Mukta without moving it is permissible. For example, a person wants to touch a car on Shabbos. As long as he does not shake the car, it's 100% Mutter. V'Lochein Mutter Liga B'Menorah She'Beis HaKnesset She'Neiros Dokol Salov. Therefore, one is allowed to touch a menorah in the shul where candles are lit on it. O B'Tanur She'Dolek Bo'Eish. Or an oven that has a fire burning inside of it, you are allowed to touch that oven. V'chein mutter likach dvar heter hamunach al dvar mukta. You also are allowed to take an item that is a dvar heter, something that's mutter to move, that is resting on something that is mukta, that is permissible. And the Ramah continues on the next page and says, V'chein mutter letaltel dvar mukta ayidei nipuach. You also are allowed to move mukta through blowing. To lo have tiltul ela kalachayah. That's only considered tiltul with a shinui, with a change. V'lo mikri tiltul. And it's not called tiltul. There's a lot in this sif. Let's see the mishaburas now, and we'll throw in a few notes along the way. Sif katan yud. Like we mentioned, it's a kli that is designated for something that is usher to be done on Shabbos. Even if the kli is only used the majority of the time for Isser, it also is called a kli shematul Isser. It's also in this category. If you look at note number 12, we'll just point out a couple of things. In about the fourth paragraph, it says, Ukli shafaloso asura b'Shabbos, a kli that turning it on is forbidden on Shabbos. Achashimush v'hahanah mimenu mutarim, but the use and the benefit from this kli is mutter. Kigom ma'avrir, for example, a fan, v'shar kli chashmal or any other electrical kli, shemalachdom hi malachas heter, the malacha that is used for is a mutter malacha. So Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, shedino kakli shemalachdom le'iser. That gets, says Rav Moshe, a din of a kli shemalachdom le'iser. V'hagon Roshom Zaman Arbach, Kosov Shema'avrir Mukhuba Bivade Nersha Klishmatul Isser. He says a fan that is off for sure is a Klishmatul Isser. Ach Ba'odo Poel. But while the fan is on, says Shomazana Orbach, Yesh Lodun Shema Nersha Klishmatul Heter. Maybe it's even considered a Klishmatul Heter. And based on this Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, if there is a fan on and you want to turn the fan towards you, so if it's a kli shemalachto le'iser, so then turning it towards you would be mutter, because that's a tzarach gufo, you want to use it for a permissible reason, that would be permissible. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, when it is on, it's even a kli shemalachto le'heter. When it's off, then it's a kli shemalachto le'iser, but that's why it is permissible to move a fan on Shabbos. If you skip one paragraph, the next paragraph says, U'mafteach shel delas ha'mechonit, a car key. Hashem Zamer Arbal says, and Rav Yashiv, Shenechshav Kli Shemalatu Leheter. A car key is considered, according to them, a Kli Shemalatu Leheter. Shari Mutter Lihikones Lemachonis B'Shabbos Kadei LaShabbos, but you're allowed to go into a car on Shabbos to sit in it. Achen, however, Im Yevshel Leftoch Azadelas Below Shetid Lokanora, if you cannot get into the car without opening the door, which is going to turn on a light, so then Sidi Dagon Hashem Zamer Arbal, Shenechshav Hamafteach Ba'usra Shabbos Kli Shemalatu Isser. In that case, says Rosh Hashanah, on that Shabbos, the key will be a kli shemalatu l'isser. But in general, a key be'etzem would be a kli shemalatu l'heter. Me'idach, on the other hand, and the challenge was Minchas Yitzchak Kosov, shekeshem shemachmirim umachshivim esadelas atzma kli shemalatu l'isser. The same way the door of a car is considered kli shemalatu l'isser, kein nechshav gam hamafteach kli shemalatu l'isser, so too the key would also be considered kli shemalatu l'isser. So halach lemaisa, if your car key is in the way and you need the place where the car key is located, for sure, according to everyone, at most it would be a kli shemalatu le'iser, and you can move it letzara gufo, letzara makomo. Again, according to Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv, if there is no light on in your car that Shabbos, then it would be even a kli shemalatu leheter. So certainly one can move a car key if it is in a place that he wants to set the table or he wants to learn, he can move the car key with his hands. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitis of Katan Yud Aleph. Nishtamish. We said in the Mechaber, this is actually the Ramah that we stuck in. After the Mechaber said, Kli shemalatu l'isser, muta l'taltalo, the Ramah said, V'im nishtamish l'isser ben hashmashos, if it was used for isser during ben hashmashos, like in Ner Shehudlok. So look earlier in Reish Ayin Tes, where it discusses the halacha of a basis. So says the Mishnah Berurah Pirush, what the Ramah means is, Shehayamunach ala ben hashmashos dvar isser. There was something that was resting on it, during Ben Hashmoshos, that was Aser. Uki the Messiah, like the Rama, ends off and says, could go near Shehudlok like a candle that was lit. Dinasa Oz Basis Adavar HaAser. Then the item that the candle was on is considered a Basis Adavar HaAser. Avalim Asa Malacha Bekurnes, but if you just used the hammer from Malacha during Ben Hashmoshos, Ben Hashmoshos, Pshita Dumutu Latatlo Bishabas Atzaragufa Makomo, then it's obvious that it still keeps the status of a Klishmatal Iser, which is allowed to be moved, the Targufa Tzor Mekomo. So when the Rama says, V'im nishtamesh le'isav ben hashmashos, it means specifically it was a basis. Kigoner shehudlok, that there was a candle lit on it, that's when it's going to be also to be moved on Shabbos, because it's a basir, a basis from ben hashmashos. But if it was just used, like the hammer was used, be'isav during ben hashmashos, that would not change the status of the hammer for the rest of Shabbos. Says the Mishabura Vaiters of Katon Yud Beis, Bein le Tzor Gufo, we said a klishamat le'isav is allowed to be used, a Tzor Gufo, it's allowed to be moved, the Tzarkufu, Mairi, She'ein lo kli heter l'tashmir zeh, very important Mishabura, this heter of moving a kli shemalatu l'isr, Tzarkufu, because you want to use it for a mutter reason, is only dealing in a case where you have no other kli heter for this use. The ilav hochi ein lo l'hishtamish b'kli zeh. You want to crack open your nuts, and you have a nutcracker, so you would not be allowed to move a hammer to crack open the nuts. If you have no other way to open the nuts, so then you could move the hammer. So says the Mishabura, this heter of moving a kli shemalatu l'isr, Tzarkufu, has to be a real heter that you need a lagufo, and not that you have another kli of heter that can do this maisa that you're trying to use the kli shemalatu l'isr for. Says the Mishabura, Sivkata Yud Gimel, also very important Mishabura, we said that once you pick up the kli shemalatu l'isr, the Targufo or Tzar Megomo, you can put it down wherever you want. The Kevan Shehu B'yado, once it is in your hands, Shenetolo the Targufo or Tzar Megomo, that you took it for the purposes of using it for a mutter use or because you needed its place, Rashai Letautolo Yoser. So after Mishabura, the Mechaber is telling us you are allowed to move it further and put it wherever you want. The Kosova Magen Avram. Magen Avram adds a Chiddush. Dehu hadin im shochach unetala biyado. Even if you didn't pick it up a heter, it wasn't that it was tzar chufo tzar makomo. Rather, you just forgot, and you picked it up the iser. Still, Rashai letaltalo yoser says the Magen Avraham. Also, there you can carry it to wherever you want and put it down. The Shaar Tzion points out in Yudalud. Ulididei, according to the Magen Avraham, afilu b'mukta mamas l'saren kis dinochi. Even if it will be a more serious mukta, like we discussed yesterday, of mukta mamas l'saren kis, which you're not even allowed to move, a targu, a targumakomo, says the Magen Avraham, if you picked it up by accident, you are allowed to move it to wherever you want. Continues the Mishabura, af shehanetila haya shelo l'targufo makomo. Even though the picking up of the item was not l'targufo makomo, you still can move it wherever you want. V'ayim ba'achronim shechriu. Look in the achronim where they decided. This whole heter of moving it wherever you want only applies to a kli shemalatu l'isr. V'lo b'muktza machmas gufo, but not by something that is considered muktza machmas gufo, could go most v'avonim v'kayotze behen, like money or stones or similar things. U'bebir hagra simen le'el simen reish samil vav sifya beis cholak ala Magen Avraham. The Gra argues on this Magen Avraham, Vesvirli, and the Gra holds, De lo hitiru elo keshehischil etatel bershus. So the Gra, this heter of moving the muktza wherever you want, once it's in your hands, is only true of muktza that came to your hands beheter. Not like the Magen Avraham says that even if you picked it up the isser, you can carry whatever you want. The Gra says no, only when you picked it up the heter. V'chein mashma biran reish beitza. So too is the mashmos of the ran in the beginning of Maseches Beya, ayin sham. The Ein Lakamon Simon Shin Lamed Aleph Sevav Mishabura Leinyan Izemel Mila. Look what we'll see later on when it comes to the Mila knife. Isa b'simen shinyud alef sevches, detiltu mukta begufo, moving mukta with your body, not with your hand, afilu etzorech dover hamukta mutter, even if it is for the purposes of the dover hamukta, it is mutter, the zelo nikra total klal, zakta mishabura, that is not called tiltul. Moving mukta with your body is not considered moving mukta. Ulefiza, according to this, emunach ezad var mukta al haaretz, if there is something that is mukta that is on the ground, mutter ledochvo biraglov, you're allowed to move it with your foot, kidei shelo yovo lehefzid, so that it should not come to a hefzid, you can move mukta with your foot, that is tiltul mukta bugufo, which is not considered tiltul. Now there are a couple of very important notes in the back of the Sefer on this, and that is in the back of the Sefer on page number 33. If you look at note number 19, he brings the Chazon Ish that argues on this Mishnah Berurah. The Chazon Ish writes, She'ein lahatir l'taltal muktzah b'gufo. You cannot be matir to move muktzah with your body. Eloka she'metaltal derech hilucho. If it's only derech hilucho, as you're walking, it happens to be in the way, so then you could push it aside with your foot. Ach lo kishemiyachid pu'ula l'taltulo. But not if you specifically go there and do an action in order to move it. That would not be allowed according to the Chazon Ish. Ubishal Jewish Shevet HaLevi, Kosov Kedas HaMeshebura. The Shevet HaLevi comes out like the Meshebura, more lenient. If you skip a paragraph, he writes, Vitotol Mukta Bemarfe Kayad, to move Mukta with your elbow. Rav Moshe writes, Shenelchav Getotol LaChayad, that is considered a total with a Shinui. A total begav hayad, but moving muktzah with the back of your hand, kosav sheitochin she'enu nechshav getutul lachayad. He says maybe that's not considered using a shinui. Who b'shalom shivas or letzion mevur she'af total begav hayad nechshav getutul lachayad. Even using the back of your hand is considered according to him a shinui. If you look at note number 20, he points out a very important diuk. The way the Mishnah Berurah said it was that according to this, if you have muktzah that is on the ground, you can move it with your foot, kidei shelo yovo lehefsed, just so it shouldn't come to loss. So says note 20, v'afal pi shekosav shetutu begufo eino tutul klal, even though he starts off in the Mishnah Berurah by saying tutul begufo is not considered tutul, mikomokom lohekel bazeh b'mokom shein hefsed, he seems to only be lenient in the case of a loss. V'kosav b'shan shiva shevra levi, shehu mishum shesavra Mishnah Berurah, that's because the Chafetz Chaim holds, shebemokom shein tzorach, in a case where there is no need, ein litchov muktzah b'raglo lehedya, you should not move muktzah straight away with your foot, elorak letatlo b'derach hilucho, only like the Chazon Ish says, derach hilucho. So we're now limiting this chiddush of the Chafetz Chaim, that although moving muktzah with your body is not considered moving muktzah, but he only is matirit kidei shelo yovo lehefsid. If the item is muktzah, it's going to get ruined possibly, so then it would be grounds to go out of your way and to move it with your foot, like the Chafetz Chaim says, but if it's not going to be that it's going to come to a hefsid, then you would have to only go with the Chazon Ish, and the Mishnah Berurah would agree that only if it is derech hilucho, then it would be okay. Continues the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yudalot, after the Mechaber said the heter of moving a klishim ato le'israel tzarkufo le'tzar makomo, he said, but if you only want to move it, mechama letzel, because you're afraid it's going to break, then it's not allowed. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yudalot, she yishover, the hainu she yisbaka b'chama, you're afraid that it's going to crack in the sun. Sekodin tazvav, oh, you're going to show where it's going to get stolen there. To hudum yud mechama letzel, that's like moving it from the sun to the shade. Val yidei enu yehudi yishlomer deshari b'chol zet. Through a guy, we could say that it's mutter in all these cases, and again, that's because since there is a way that you can do it yourself, maybe begufo, maybe other ways that we'll see, so then you also would be allowed to tell a goy to do it. There is an important note over here as well in the back of the sefer, and that is note number 21 on page 33 in the back. He says, V'chein kli shemalato l'isser ha'nimtza b'mokum she'ein matim l'kavet Shabbos. Let's say you have a kli shemalato l'isser in a place where it's inappropriate for Shabbos, kigon eit hamunach agabe shulchan haShabbos, is a pen in the middle of the Shabbos table. But you don't need the pen for a mutter reason, so you're not moving letzar gufo, and you don't need the place where the pen is. It's on the other end of the table. You're not using that place anyway, so it's not considered moving letzar makomo. It's just pashit, not covered Shabbos. So Rav Moshe writes, sha'oser letautel, in that case, you can't move the pen. Kevan she'enu tzarich es guf ha'chefetz or es makomo. Since it's not letzar gufo, it's not letzar makomo, you cannot move it. However, maybe removing a kli that's not becoming from the table, because you're embarrassed from guests, maybe, says Shlomo Zalman, that itself is considered moving the tzarech makomo. You're embarrassed to have it in that place because of the guest. Maybe that's considered you need the place, and therefore maybe it will be mutter. If you're doing it to honor the Shabbos, you can remove a kli shemalata iser that is not bekovedik. That would be considered moving the kli letzarech makomo. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. We are now in Sekotan Tezayin. We said to move it so it should not break, or so it should not get stolen, is aser. V'im choshev olav gam letashmish mutter letaltel. But if you're moving it, number one, so it shouldn't break, and number two, because you want to use it, so then you would be allowed to move it. Afilu iker kavanosel mecham letel. Even if your main kavana is that you want to protect the kli, but you came up with a mutter reason that you could use it, so you're moving it also to Tzara Gufo, even though your Iker Kavana is to protect it, that still would be mutter. If you look at note number 22, he points out, let's say something is in a place and I want to move it. I don't really need that place, but I'm going to sit there just so it's in my way so I can move it. So I'm being a little shticky in order to move it. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Prima Gadim write that is mutter. Lagabe tefillin shenaflu. The Chazanish writes the same thing by tefillin that fell. Shemuter lahagbion v'losheves b'mokom shebohayu. You could pick up the tefillin from the ground and sit on the floor where the tefillin fell. Kedei shianechshav hadaver ketitul klishim atav v'isul tzar makomo. That way, if you're sitting in the place, you're only sitting there so you can move the tefillin. That is good enough, says the Chazanish. That is considered tzar makomo and it is mutter. So it comes out, to summarize this point, the Mishabura said that if you're moving it for protection, but you also find a reason to use it, even though your Iker Kavanah is a protection, is mutter. And we saw in the poskim, in the note, that you can be sly and make it Tzarach Makomo, even though you don't really need that place, but you really want to move the Muktzah, so you're going to sit there just so you need that place. That would also help you with the case of the pen on the opposite end of the table, according to Rav Moshe, who is Machmir. So if you decide to sit there just so you can move the pen for a few minutes and learn, and the pen's in the way, that also would be grounds to move the pen, because Tzarach Makomo, besides the heter of the other poskim that we mentioned earlier. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Kotin Yodzayin of Abunagiyah Ba'alma. We said Muktzah is only an Isser of moving, not of touching. Ayin b'simen shenyut sevav u'b'magen avram sham teheicha dahanagiyah hilu tzara dover ha-muktzah. When the touching of the Muktzah is for the purposes of the dover Muktzah, kigon, for example, shekofek kli al ha-muktzah l'shamra, you're turning a kli over an item that is Muktzah to guard the Muktzah, tzarech lizor shalaligaba. Then you have to be careful not to touch the Muktzah, because you'll be touching it for the purposes of the Muktzah, and that is usr. V'hagro sham b'iru pasak ha-rav ha-magid. The gro over there in the bir ha-gro passes like the rav ha-magid. The negia b'chol gavni shari, that touching in all cases is mutter, im lo yovo l'nidnud al yedei ha-negia, as long as you won't come to move the item through the touching be'etzem on his own, it's 100% mutter. Even if it is a tzarech ha-muktzah, not a problem. That's what the Derech HaChaim writes as well. And in the back, in note number 23, it points out, Ukedezu noka l'maisa l'kamon, simen shin yud, simen shin chav beis. In many places, the Mishabura does go with the sheet of the Gra, that touching muktzah is 100% permissible if it will not move, and even if it's the tzarech of the muktzah, that would not be a problem. Sivkotan yudches o betanur, we said you could touch the oven as well, even if there's a fire inside. Hainu afilu betanur metaltel, even if it is a tanur that is movable, mutter liga afilu b'shosh adolek boha'esh. So even though it's a movable tanur and there is a fire in it right now, you still are allowed to touch it. Of course, not a touching that will lead to moving, but just touching it would be 100% mutter. Sivkotan yudches lika dvar heter. The Ramah then told us that you are allowed to take a Dvar Heter that is resting on a Dvar Muktzah. Hainu afilu kishadovar Muktzah tolui. Even if the item that is Muktzah is hanging, va'yidei lekicha saheter misnadned, and by taking the Dvar Heter that's resting on the Dvar Muktzah that's hanging, the Dvar Muktzah memeila is going to move around. Mikol makom shari, still it's permissible to take the Dvar Heter off of it. Dezen mikri tiltu minatzad l'tzor dover hamutter. That is called moving Muktzah tiltu minatzad for the purposes of dover mutter. In other words, here you want the davar mutter. By getting the davar mutter, by touching the mutter thing is ending up moving the muktzah thing. So you're not moving it with your hand, you're moving it through something else. That is called tiltum minatzad, which if it is for the purposes of a davar mutter, is permissible, as we will, mirtz Hashem, see in the coming shiurim. For today we'll stop, and we will continue, mirtz Hashem, tomorrow with Siv Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.